The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back in to the U.S. Century Bank Arena from the Ford of Murfreesboro Broadcast Center here in Miami, Florida, where the weather down here has been just outstanding. Did have a little rain on the way to the arena tonight, but the temperature both days we've been down here has been in the low 80s with plenty of sunshine, and I know you folks back home are enjoying similar weather. For FIU, we gave you Item, Durant, and McKenzie. Also starting, number 22, Jericho Coley, a 5'7 senior out of St. Petersburg, Florida, averaging 29 points a game, 6 rebounds, leads their team in steals, block shots, assists, scoring, and just about everything else. And joining those ladies in the starting lineup, number 3, Zofia Labadi, a 5'9 junior. Labadi is out of Hex, Hungary, and she is averaging 4 points, 5 rebounds a game. FIU is the best free throw shooting team in Conference USA at over 76%. So one of the keys for Middle Tennessee will be to keep them off the free throw line. Coley, by the way, just had her career high not very many games ago with 47 points. And she is, as Coach Ensel said earlier, a lock for the WNBA next year. She is the second leading scorer in the nation. General Manager David Lee and his great staff at Ford of Murfreesboro have committed themselves and their dealership to meeting and exceeding customer expectations in every area of the automotive experience. They're located on Northwest Broad Street, Ford of Murfreesboro. Ebony Rowe will jump with Coley to get the game underway. Tip goes Middle Tennessee's way into the backcourt and is picked up by Caroline Warden, and we are underway in Miami. Warden comes bouncing left wing to Janae Brinkley. Brinkley works the bounce pass to Ebony Rowe, who's pulled out. One dribble over in the right corner, and that is a jumper by Warden that is off the rim, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Florida International. They go outside to Labadi. The body being guarded by Warden at 5'9". She's got a pretty good height advantage on Caroline Warden. Over on the left side, it goes to Odom, or Item it is. Item in the left corner, coming out front to McKenzie. Pressure on her. She stumbled in the lane, but they're going to call a foul on the Raiders. And we'll check the call. It's on Kiki Stewart. And going to the free throw line. Or will she? Now the officials are going over to the scorers table, and already with 52 seconds gone, we've got a little bit of a delay. It's going to be out of bounds to FIU. Going to play it underneath. Ida misses a short jumper. Foley had the rebound, dropped it. Loose ball picked up by Ebony Rowe. She'll clear to Caroline Warden into the front court. FIU opening man-to-man to Janae Brinkley on the right wing. Cross court, Kiki Stewart, lob inside. Ebony Rowe off the glass, she'll score. And the Raiders are on top by a score of 2-0 early. Here come the Panthers into front court. Looking outside with the basketball is Coley over to Labadi. Janae Brinkley guarding Coley, as we mentioned. Out front to Item. Item finds somebody wide open in there, and off the glass, Durant with an easy two. We're tied at 2 points apiece as Middle Tennessee comes into front court. Caroline Warden works to the left side. Bounces to Brinkley. Brinkley guarded by Durant, comes out front to Ebony Rowe. In the corner, Caroline Warden. Coley guarding her. Warden comes out front. Backs it up. Comes bouncing on a high post to Olivia Jones, who drives off the glass and scores. Olivia Jones spun with her back to the basket, spun down the lane, and got the layup, and the Raiders lead it 4-2. Here's Coley in front court. Coley works to the right wing to Labadi. Labadi takes the ball out front to Item. Item feeds underneath, and the shot is good there by 32, McKenzie. Taria McKenzie makes it a 4-4 game. And both of the baskets by Florida International have come on fairly wide open shots. Here's Janae Brinkley out to Kiki Stewart. Inside, great pass to Ebony Rowe, who backs the shot in. Might have been fouled before the shot. Let's see what the call is. 32. McKenzie picks up the foul, and it was adjudged to be before the shot. So the Raiders play it in under the basket. Comes into Ebony Rowe, into the lane, double-teamed. Up with the right hand, no good. Fight for the rebound, going to be picked off by the Panthers. Here's Coley across the line. Coley coming against Janae Brinkley. Down to the baseline, under the basket, whistle and a foul. It's a block, and that was going to be on Janae. Janae Brinkley picks up the foul, her first, team second. Panthers will have it out of bounds under their basket. Coley will inbound. Still looking, gets it out to Labate. Labate takes it on a high post to McKenzie, who'll spin in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out to Labate. She'll put up a 12-footer and score. So it is 6-4. Florida International now with a two-point lead. Raiders working in front court. Janae Brinkley across to Kiki Stewart to Olivia Jones. Bounce pass into Ebony Rowe. Drop the ball. Picked up by Item. Item to Coley. Comes driving right. And we've got a travel on Coley. So the two teams trade turnovers. And coming in from Middle Tennessee, Lakin Leonard, a senior. We'll check in for Olivia Jones and Shanice Kaysen, a junior, checking in for Caroline Warden. Kaysen will bring it down. 16-28 to play in the first half. And Florida International leading by a score of 6-4. Ball outside to Kiki Stewart into Ebony Rowe. Double teamed, off the glass, no good. Rebound taken down for FIU by McKenzie, and they throw it away. Tried to get a little something going in transition. A bad pass from McKenzie, and the ball out of bounds to the Raiders with just over 16 minutes to play. Here's Kaysen in front court. Shanice comes to Brinkley on the left wing. Janae Brinkley on the dribble, out front to Ebony Rowe, outside that three-point line. In the corner, Kaysen for three, good. Shanice Kaysen out of the left corner. And the Raiders regain the lead, 7-6. FIU in front court. Coley working outside to McKenzie, over to Item, knocked free by Lakin Leonard, picked up by McKenzie. McKenzie comes driving and ran into Kiki Stewart, no whistle, turnaround shot no good by McKenzie. Ebony Rowe claims the rebound. Off it comes to Kaysen. Kiki tried to draw a charge that time, but there was no whistle. Into Ebony Rowe with a left hand, misses, and the rebound taken for FIU. I think they've got a new player in the game. Nope, that was McKenzie. McKenzie has it out front. Works it on the right side to Item. Item guarded by Lakin Leonard, who knocks the ball free. Item gets it back over to Durant. Coming left, Coley pops and knocks in a 15-footer. First basket for Jerrica Coley. And Florida International leads 8-7. Shanice Kaysen to bring it down for the Raiders with 14:56 to play. We're due a media timeout at the next dead ball. Ball out to Kiki Stewart, into Ebony in the lane. And we've got a foul. Labate commits the foul. We've got the media timeout. 14:48 to play in the first half with a score. Florida International 8, Middle Tennessee 7. You're listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network, a proud new partner of Learfield Sports.
Blue Raiders, are your finances taking too many hits? Let Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union our Blue Raider Athletics, get you back in the game. Ascend has low-rate credit cards, auto loans, mobile account access, and much more. Not an Ascend member? If you're an MTSU student or employee, you're eligible to join. Visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Federally insured by the NCUA, membership is limited.
Have you ever noticed in some radio commercials the really speedy part towards the end that you can't understand? Well, those of us at TVA and your local power company think that's a huge waste of energy, and we know energy. Take, for example, the highly efficient electric heat pumps available through our Energy Right program. Heat pumps save energy by transferring heat into your home, leaving you comfortable all winter long. So, in no uncertain terms, If your old furnace is becoming a waste of energy, go to EnergyRight.com or call your local power company.
Brought to you by Murfreesboro Electric Department and Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation.
Hi, this is Chip Walters, and it may be the dead of winter right now, but summer is just around the corner, and you can make the most of your summer break. Earn 3 credit hours in as little as 3 weeks. Summer sessions at Middle Tennessee State University are a great way to catch up or get ahead. Graduate early or just boost your GPA. With over 1,000 classes either on campus or online, you have plenty to choose from. Find out more at mtsu.edu/summer. That's mtsu.edu/summer.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
First half of our game brought to you by Lames, Trains, and Automobiles. Fun for all ages. Raiders earlier, 3 out of 7. FIU is 4 out of 7. FIU leads by 1. The ball into Kiki Stewart on the out-of-bounds play, and she backs it in from the left of the lane. Kiki Stewart with her first basket. And the Raiders retake the lead by a score of 9-8. Here's Coley to bring it down. Coley works out front against Janae Brinkley. Over to Labadie. Kaysen missed the steal. Labadie feeds it into McKenzie. Out to Durant. Right side item for a long jumper that's no good and out of bounds. May have been off. It was off FIU, so the Raiders get it in backcourt. Middle Tennessee leading 9-8. As Kaysen will bring it down. Janice in front court. Works left wing. Janae Brinkley, bad pass into the post area, intercepted by Labonte. Down to Item for a driving layup, overshot it and missed it. And out of bounds, went off FIU. The Raiders have the basketball. Got away with a turnover there, and with 14:09 remaining, checking in, Taylor Shade, number 5, in for Kamika Item for the Panthers. Shade is a 5'6 sophomore. Kaysen to bring the ball into front court. Works left wing to Janae Brinkley. Brinkley guarded by Shade, the new player in the game, over to Ebony Rowe. Left side it comes to Lakin Leonard. Leonard around an Ebony Rowe screen. Right corner, Janae Brinkley back to Lakin. Work it back to Shanice Kaysen. Over to Ebony Rowe, pulled out on the left wing. Back in the middle to Kiki Stewart. Shot clock running down, 3 seconds, now 2 and a whistle. And the foul is going to be on McKenzie as FIU bailed us out with the shot clock running down. So McKenzie picks up her second foul. Brianna Wright, number 33, checks in for McKenzie. Wright, a 6'2 sophomore. Raiders put it in play with a fresh shot clock. Into Janae Brinkley. Middle Tennessee leading 9-8. Kaysen left wing to Brinkley. Janae into Ebony Rowe. Spins, kicks in the corner, out front to Kiki Stewart, back to Ebony, off the glass, left hand, she'll score. 11-8, Middle Tennessee. Panthers come down the floor. This is Coley in front court. Janae Brinkley still on her. Coley bounces it away to Durant, out to Shade on the right side, Kaysen on her. Those girls about the same size. Shade in the corner to Coley. They're trying to isolate her. She breaks down the baseline, goes behind the back on the dribble, couldn't get a shot. Back to Shade for a 3 that is no good, and Ebony Rowe all alone with the rebound. Off to Shanice Kaysen in the front court. To Lakin Leonard on the right wing. Back to Kaysen. Down in the corner. Lost the dribble. And Durant picked up the loose ball. The Raiders turn it over. Here's Coley in the front court. Raiders leading 11-8. Out front it comes. This is Durant, back to Shade on the left side. Shade comes driving right, stops, comes back out front. Now it goes to Brianna Wright, high post, over to Coley, comes right, got double team there. Coley with a pump, jumping 18-footer, and she'll score. Can't have, let her have much daylight. 11-10, Middle Tennessee. 12:08 to play here in the first half. Kaysen in front court, and to Janae Brinkley. Raiders have been able to get the ball into the post relatively with ease here. Here's Lakin Leonard in the left corner. Going to come around an Ebony Rowe screen, kick it back out front to Kaysen. High post, Ebony Rowe. Back to the basket, gives to Lakin Leonard. 4-3, it is no good off the rim, and the rebound to Coley. Coley coming right down the middle.
Coley down to the left baseline. Turns, banks, and misses. And the rebound taken by Kiki Stewart. Kiki comes off to Kaysen. Long ahead to Lakin Leonard. Leonard drives the baseline. And the ball taken away from her. And they're going to call a jump ball as Durant got in. Got all hands on the basketball. Tied her up. And the ball's going to go to FIU. We have a media timeout with 11:25 remaining in the first half with timeout. Middle Tennessee 11, FIU 10. You're listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network, a proud new partner of Learfield Sports.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Contact DeJuan Buford in Brentwood, Bill Hayes in Smyrna, and Andy Womack in Murfreesboro.
Craig Culver on Culver's fresh, never frozen, 100% Midwest raised beef.
Since day one, we've used fresh beef produced right here in the U.S.
Huh, who knew?
It's what gives all of our butter burgers their legendary taste.
But Craig, wouldn't frozen be easier?
Frozen beef loses moisture and flavor. Fresh beef is more flavorful.
So to all you true burger lovers out there,
come on in for the Culver's Deluxe. It's a butter burger at its best. Welcome to Delicious.
Brought to you by Culver's of Murfreesboro, proud partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
There's something really interesting going on across the country. People are making the switch from imports to Ford and telling us why.
I kind of was indifferent toward Ford, and then I sat in the Fusion for the first time, and I was just like, wow.
You got more with the Ford Escape for your money than you would have getting the CR-V.
So this time around, we were able to do some research, and we ended up getting the C-Max, which we love.
It's been a wonderful switch.
Make the switch for yourself. Visit your local Ford dealer today.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
11-10, Middle Tennessee leading by a point with 11:25 to play. FIU with the basketball, and the Raiders are going to set up in a 2-2-1 press. Coley with the ball in backcourt, gets it over to Taylor Shade. Shade into the front court. Back it comes to Coley. Now they've got Olivia Jones guarding Coley as she is back in for Janae Brinkley. Out front it comes to Durant. To Labate on the left wing, back to Durant. Durant one dribble and over to Coley, breaks right. Inside with a shot, hit the bottom of the rim and came off, and we've got a foul on Olivia Jones. On Olivia, foul number one, team foul number three on the Raiders, and Coley to the line where she seldom misses. She is 84% at the free throw line. First one is up and good. That'll tie this game at 11 apiece. And one more for the senior from St. Petersburg. It is up and it is good. FIU now takes a one-point lead at 12-11. Here's Shanice Kaysen in front court. Here's to the left side. Lauren March has checked in for Kiki Stewart in the Raider lineup. Lauren, a 6'2 senior. Lakin Leonard drives to the foul line, feeds it under Lauren March, spins with the right hand and scores. Lauren March with a good move to the hoop. And the Raiders regain the lead at 13-12. Middle Tennessee by one. Out on the right side, Taylor Shade. Guarded by Kaysen, works it out to Coley. Coley at long range. Comes around a screen from right, back to Shade. She'll break in, got an open jumper, and it rimmed out. Rebound, Ebony Rowe. Ebony gives the ball to Shanice Kaysen. Raiders bring it down with a one-point lead. Kaysen works to the left side, around the screen, drives all the way in, has the shot blocked and out of bounds. It went off Brianna Wright, who blocked Kaysen's shot. So the Raiders have it underneath. And we're going to see what they're going to do with the shot clock. 10:08 remaining in the first half. Middle Tennessee by a point, 13-12. These two teams played three times last year as FIU won in Murphy Center, 58-51. Now we're going to have a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. FIU won 58-51 at Murphy Center in December. In January, the Raiders came down here and won in Miami 61-51. And then the two teams played in the semifinals of the Sun Belt Tournament in Hot Springs, a game that FIU led most of the way, but the Raiders came from behind late and won it 68-59. In those three games, Ebony Rowe had scoring totals of 19, 23, and 20 points, and Jericho Coley had 23, 19, and 22. So Ebony averaged 20.7. Coley averaged 21.3 in the three games the teams faced each other last year. Of course, last year is last year, and this year is this year. Shot clock has 19, so that's what the Raiders have in order to get off a shot. It comes into Ebony Rowe. Bounces right side, Olivia Jones. Jones comes around a screen from Lauren March, bounces right to Shanice Kaysen. Kaysen works it back to the middle. Shot clock's down to five. Into Ebony. Drives through with the left hand. Overshot it, but was fouled on the attempt, and she'll go to the line. So, again, a foul by FIU late in the shot clock. We'll give the Raiders an opportunity as Brianna Wright picks up her first foul. Team foul number four. Here's Ebony Rowe at the line for the first time in the game, and the shot good. 14-12, Middle Tennessee. One more for the 6'1 senior, Ebony Rowe. 2,210 points in her career coming into this game, the all-time leading scorer. Second shot good by Ebony. 15-12, Middle Tennessee, matching the biggest lead the Raiders have had. Coley in front court. Comes out to Labate. Labate going to feed it over to Taylor Shade deep on the left side. Back to Labate, out in the middle to Item. Now right to Coley. Coley comes top of the key. To the left side. Stolen. The ball stolen by Olivia Jones. On a breakaway, she'll lay it up and score, and she's fouled. Taylor Shade got there in time to foul her. Jones stole the ball from Coley. Went the length of the floor to score. And will earn a trip to the free throw line. 17-12, Middle Tennessee. One for the freshman from Riverdale. Rattles and comes off. No good. Taken by Wright. On the rebound and into front court, Jerrica Coley. Olivia Jones now guarding Coley. A bad pass by Coley goes out of bounds. She and Shade were not on the same page as Shade broke one way and the pass went the other way. So on the turnover, the Raiders have it with a five-point lead. Shanice Kaysen in front court. Kaysen working out on the right side to Lakin Leonard. In the corner, a travel on Olivia Jones. And another turnover for Middle Tennessee. With 8:59 to play, Durant back in for FIU, and Wright, I believe, is out. Nope, she's still in there. Here's Coley to bring it down. Coley works over on the left side to Durant, out in the open area to Item, to Labate on the right wing. Labate to Coley. Long three, no good. Rebound back to Coley. Got a long rebound, takes it down to the left wing, comes back out to Labate. Out front, Durant. They've got Wright posting up inside. Now she comes out. They feed to Labate. Her shot, no good. Rebound tipped around, taken by Durant. Over to Labate. She'll take a three out of the corner and score. Make it a two. Make it a two on Labate. 17-14. Raiders by three. Kaysen into front court. A little over 8 minutes to play here in the first half. Lauren March open for three. No good. A high rebound and a battle for it. It's going to be won by FIU. Durant with the ball to Coley. Coley deep on the left side, guarded by Olivia Jones. Changes directions. Comes right in with a layup, and she'll score. 17-16. The Raiders' five-point lead has been cut to one. Kaysen out on the right side deep. Around a screen from Lauren March. Back to Lauren. Into Ebony Rowe. Back to March. Passed up an open shot. Over it comes to Kaysen. Back to Ebony Rowe, pulled out on the right side. Back to Lauren March. Over to Kaysen. Kaysen left wing. Back to Olivia Jones. Fakes. Puts a jumper up. Labonte partially blocked it. They get the ball to Coley. They've got a 3-on-2. Coley in with a layup score.
Coley.
And FIU back in the lead, 18-17, with 7:12 to play in the first half. Kaysen into the front court. Works to the left side, out to Lauren March. March gives the ball back to Shanice Kaysen. To Lakin Leonard. Screen from Ebony Rowe. Lakin drives the lane. Off-balance one-hander comes off. No good. And the rebound taken by Durant for the Panthers over to Coley. Coley in front court. Coley flips it out in the middle to Durant. Over on the left side, Labonte. Labonte comes back to Item. And out front it goes to Coley. Coley starts right. Olivia Jones knocked it free. Over comes to right. Long three out there is no good. Rebound comes long. Item fires it up there. No good. And it's taken off by Coley. She'll spin. Backs it up. Overshot it. Ebony Rowe got the rebound and got hacked down to the floor. And we'll have a foul on FIU.
Right second. Teams at six.
Foul on right is her second. Media timeout. 6:16 to play in the first half. With timeout, it's FIU 18, Middle Tennessee 17. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Ever notice why some people seem to never get sick, or why some people seem to age gracefully? The reason is a healthy lifestyle. Come visit us at Sunshine Nutrition Center, your one-stop health shop for all of your healthy needs. We have grocery items, vitamins, herbs, sandwich, deli, and juice bar. Sunshine has been in business for over 24 years and continues to serve the community with quality, healthy products. You name it, we have it at Sunshine Nutrition Center, your one-stop health shop at 621 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
Ford of Murfreesboro is about higher education, which is why we offer MTSU students and faculty such great deals, like a $15 oil change at our convenient quick lane service on Northfield. Any make or model. Ford of Murfreesboro has the new 2014 Ford Fiestas at just $13,995 and new 2014 Ford Focus from $15,995. Just show us your student or faculty card and save. Plus, every new Ford comes with our lifetime warranty. Graduate to a better dealership. Ford of Murfreesboro, 1550 Broad Street, fordofmurfreesboro.com. Price excludes $5.98 dealer fee, tax, title, and license with approved credit.
WGNS, AM-FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Axel Furniture Home Stores is giving you a chance to be at the Conference USA Basketball Tournament in March. One winner and a guest will win airfare, hotel, and tickets to the Conference USA Basketball Tournament in El Paso. Register online at GoBlueRaiders.com or at Ashley Furniture. Ball inside to Ebony Rowe. Got a layup there, and she'll score. FIU went for a steal. That left Ebony open. And the Raiders retake the lead at 19-18 with 5:52 left in the first half. Caroline Warden, Janae Brinkley back in for Middle Tennessee along with Kiki Stewart. Ball is out to Durant. Cross court, it goes to Coley. Drives to the foul line, back to Durant. Puts up a long jumper. It is good. Hit the rim, fell through. That will make it 20-19, FIU by one, as we seesaw back and forth here in the first half in Miami. Janae Brinkley out on the right wing. A couple of bounces to Ebony Rowe, top of the three-point circle. Left wing, it goes to Lakin Leonard. Screen from Ebony. Lakin Leonard on the dribble outside, kicks it back out to Caroline Warden. Warden comes left side to Ebony Rowe. Out front, Kiki Stewart, 4-3. It's no good, didn't even hit the rim. Rebound taken by Coley, coming one against three. And a whistle. And a hand check foul. Brinkley. Janae picks up her second foul. Call for a hand check. Panthers ball under their own basket, out of bounds. Out it comes to McKenzie for a long one that's no good. Long rebound taken by Durant. FIU's gotten a lot of offensive rebounds in the first half. Out in the middle, it goes to Item. Coming left on the dribble, kicks it in the corner. Back out to Levati. Over to McKenzie in the lane with the left hand, no good. Got her own rebound and missed it, and Ebony Rowe pulls it down for the Raiders. She'll bring it down herself. Kicks it back to Caroline Warden. Warden comes on the left wing to Janae Brinkley. Screen from Kiki Stewart. Back to Kiki inside to Ebony Rowe. Spins, kicks it back to Janae Brinkley. Out front to Warden. Shot clock's at 10. Back to Ebony Rowe on the right side. Comes down the baseline. Negotiates in for a layup off the bottom of the rim and missed. Coley the rebound. Coley comes right down the middle. Three against three. Item driving through for a layup. She'll score. Item's first basket. 22-19. FIU by three. Just under 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Janae Brinkley outside. She'll take a three that didn't hit the rim. And the rebound to Coley again. Raiders are missing long, and FIU's running on the rebound. Coley missed, but was fouled. Going to be on Janae Brinkley, and that's her third.
Brinkley's third, team 10.
And we'll have a media timeout with 3:41 to play in the first half. With timeout to score, Florida International 22, Middle Tennessee 19. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball. The Blue Raider Sports Network, a proud new partner of Learfield Sports.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread. Sing out for freshness and for flavor too. Bunny Bread brings it home to you. Bread like you like it for your hungry crew. Baked every day, the Lewis way. Take home a bunny when you shop for bread. That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Every night, so many local children are without a bed to sleep in. Their only dream is a better place to dream. At Ashley Furniture Home Store, we're dedicated to do our share to help these children through our Beds for Kids program. A portion of every mattress sold goes toward bringing new beds to the children who need them. We want all children to have a place to learn, laugh, dream, and hope. Get a Beds for Kids application at oneparentonedream.org or your local Ashley Furniture Home Store.
First Tennessee is proud to be the official provider of Blue Raider checking, and we want you to get in on the action. Visit ftb.com/Blue Raider today to get your premium Blue Raider debit card. You'll show your team pride every time you make a purchase, and it's easy to use. Get the debit card that's faster than checks and more convenient than cash, and show off your Blue Raider pride. So let's go Blue! An $8 issue fee applies to all premium debit cards. A qualifying checking account is required prior to ordering your Blue Raider debit card.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Coley at the line with two shots. Our Aflac trivia question is brought to you by Aflac Insurance and agent Luke Copeland. Offer better benefits with Aflac. It's voluntary insurance. It won't cost your company a penny. The first free throw by Coley is good. Question is, how many consecutive 20-win seasons has Middle Tennessee had in women's basketball up to this point? Both free throws good. We'll give you the answer later. Raiders bring it in play, trailing 24-19. China Dow has come in. She'll drive the lane with a shot that is no good. And the foul.
Panther foul number 25, Ariel Durant.
Durant picks up her first. And China Dow, the freshman from Louisville, Kentucky, will go to the line with 3:30 left in the half, 24-19. A 1-1. Shot good. She'll get the bonus. That broke a 6-0 run by Florida International. 24-20. Second shot missed. Rebound coming off. Taken by Caroline Warden. She'll control it. Back to China Dow. And back to Caroline. Over to Dow. Works top of the key. Caroline Warden on the left wing.
looks in, comes all the way out to Kiki Stewart, into Ebony Roll. The ball deflected out of bounds by McKenzie. 16 on the shot clock for the Raiders with 3:16 to play here in the first half. Out of bounds play coming into Lake and Leonard in the right corner. Back out it comes to Caroline Warden. 24-20 FIU. Left wing, China Dow. Top of the key. Right side, Caroline Warden. Back to China. Open from three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Ebony Rowe. Back up, and she'll score. Ebony now with 10. FIU's lead cut to 2. 24-22. Right side, it goes to Durant. Guarded by Lake and Leonard. Out to Coley. They've got Ebony Rowe on Coley now. Long one by Labonte out of the left corner. No good. And the rebound to China Dow. Comes out of there on the dribble. Gives to Caroline Warden. Raiders trailing 24-22. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Left wing, China Dow. Dribbles into the key. Drives the lane. Shot is up. And we've got a travel called on China. Ran into a defender and tried to just pedal her way through. Took too many steps. So the turnover gives the ball back to FIU with 2:23 to play in the half. Here's Coley to bring it down. Coley's got 12 points. Ebony Rowe 10 for Middle Tennessee. Coley in the front court. Veers over to the left side. Works in the middle to Item. To Durant at long range. Durant guarded by Lake and Leonard. Throws a bad pass. Going to go out of bounds, but I think Lakin got a hand on it. That's why it was a bad pass. Lake and Leonard got a hand on it. Knocked it out of bounds. See, McKenzie is out, and Brianna Wright back in for FIU. They have the basketball. 11 on the shot clock. 2:03 to play. Into Foley. Or Coley. Coley comes around to screen from Wright. Pull-up jumper from 15 is no good. Rebound taken by Durant. Another offensive rebound. Back to Coley. Lost the dribble. Picked up by Ebony Rowe. Ebony will give it to Caroline Warden. Raiders bring it down. Trailing by two. Over to China Dow on the left wing. Comes back to the middle. Caroline Warden. Cross court. Kiki Stewart looks into the post. Now to Lakin Leonard. Into Ebony Rowe. Back to Kiki. Back to Ebony. Spins in the lane. Off with the left hand. She'll score. 24 all. Raiders come from five down to tie. We're tied for the fourth time here in the first half. 24-24. Just over a minute to play in the half. Here's Durant out to Item. Cross to Labonte. Sophia Labonte feeds it inside. And now Wright drops the ball, picks it up, shoots and misses. Rebound tipped out but taken by Item. And back to Wright, misses again. Fight for the rebound, and Lakin Leonard's going to be called for pushing. Pushing Coley, trying to get the rebound. That's her first foul. Sixth team foul. Out of bounds to FIU in their front court with 1:01 to play in the half. 24-24. Into Coley. Ebony Rose guarding Coley now. The Raiders have had three different players guard her in the first half. Over to Item. Under to Wright. Missed a layup. Shot again. No good. And a foul on the follow-up. Another offensive rebound. Lake and Leonard got the foul. Her second. And going to the line, Brianna Wright. She'll have two shots. Don't miss Rick Etzel Live, presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, Monday night, 6 to 7. Sam's All-American Sports Grill on most of these same Blue Raider Network stations. Kermit Davis live at 7 following that show. One more for Brianna Wright. Pushes it up there and hit that one. One out of two. Gives FIU a one-point lead. Raiders of the basketball. 47 seconds left in the first half. Caroline Warden into front court. Bounces to Ebony Rowe out behind the three-point line. Couple of dribbles back to Caroline. Over to China Dow. Looks in the lane. Feeds out to Kiki Stewart. In the corner. Lakin Leonard's open. 4-3. No good. Long rebound. Ebony Rowe chases it down. Fresh shot clock. Shot clock has been turned off now. 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Caroline Warden out near the center line. Let's see what develops here. They're going to run the clock down a little bit. Start the play now with 11 seconds to Kiki Stewart. Kiki holding, turns, takes a jumper, bouncing off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, loose ball on the floor. FIU had it, went out of bounds, and the first half is ended. That's the end of the first half of the score. Florida International 25 and Middle Tennessee 24. FIU a one-point lead here at halftime. Stay with us now as the BrewU Halftime Show will be coming your way next. You're listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network, a proud new partner of Learfield Sports.
Blue Raiders, are your finances taking too many hits? Let Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union our Blue Raider Athletics, get you back in the game. Ascend has low-rate credit cards, auto loans, mobile account access, and much more. Not an Ascend member? If you're an MTSU student or employee, you're eligible to join. Visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Federally insured by the NCUA, membership is limited.
When it comes to MTSU sports, Murfreesboro comes to the Boulevard Bar and Grill. We are the official headquarters for all Blue Raider games. With TVs everywhere you look, there's not a bad seat in the house. We carry all the sports packages so you can watch all your favorite teams each week. Whatever you crave, the Boulevard's food is made from scratch daily, featuring juicy burgers and cool crisp salads, hand-tossed pizzas, or spicy buffalo wings. So grab your friends and come into the Boulevard Bar and Grill. We're at the corner of Main Street and Middle Tennessee Boulevard, the Boulevard, where great food and great fun happens.
Hey, hey, TOA. Hey, hey,
what's that about?
Hey, oh, the hey, TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Want to cook like a pro? Well, the secret to tender, juicy pork is simple. Cook to 145 degrees with a 3-minute rest. Top chefs and the USDA agree. It's easy to prepare delicious tenderloins, amazing roasts, and incredible pork chops. Just follow the pros and create 5-star flavor in your kitchen. Find out more at porkbeinspired.com. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Pork Producers Association.
Are you looking for an apartment? Whether you're just renewing your lease or you're looking for your very first place, make sure you check out The Grove before you do anything else. These brand new apartments come fully furnished with tons of cool amenities, and it's all real affordable. There's no security deposit necessary, utilities are included, and you get private bedrooms and bathrooms in every suite, walk-in closets in every room, and tons of cool events.
Hey, Blue Raiders, call 890-3321 or go online at gogrove.com to see all The Grove has to offer.
If you're rolling out in Ripley, if you're cruising up Crossville Way, in Dixon, Decaturville, Franklin, or Fayetteville, you better heed what I say, 'cause I'll be around, everywhere around, in your town. Oh, I'm gonna be around.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back and welcome into the BrewU Halftime Show. BrewU located at 127 Southeast Broad Street in the borough, and BrewU has something brewing every day of the week. Halftime with Florida International leading here on their home court, 25-24 over Middle Tennessee. It's been an extremely close first half. Middle Tennessee's biggest lead has been 5 points, and FIU's biggest lead has been 5 points. And this juncture in the ball game, a one-point lead for the Panthers. Jericho Coley has 12 points to lead FIU. Ebony Rowe has 12 points to lead Middle Tennessee. Visit BrewU for a fun atmosphere, quality food and drink, and fair prices. BrewU, located at 127 Southeast Broad Street in Murfreesboro. Our halftime show will continue following this timeout. You're listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network, a proud new partner of Learfield Sports.
The Women's Final Four is headed to Nashville, Music City. This is your chance to witness all the fast-paced hoops up close, along with live concerts, basketball clinics, and free giveaways at the most exciting fan experience of the year. It's never too early to start planning. The 2014 NCAA Women's Final Four, April 6th and 8th at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. For ticket and event information, visit ncaa.com/womensfinalfour.
First Tennessee is proud to be the official provider of Blue Raider checking, and we want you to get in on the action. Visit ftb.com/Blue Raider today to get your premium Blue Raider debit card. You'll show your team pride every time you make a purchase, and it's easy to use. Get the debit card that's faster than checks and more convenient than cash, and show off your Blue Raider pride. So let's go Blue! An $8 issue fee applies to all premium debit cards. A qualifying checking account is required prior to ordering your Blue Raider debit card.
A new game has risen to the top of the instant game world, relentlessly producing winner after winner, over and over again, coughing up cash prizes and paying out time after time. Be on the lookout for the new Frenzy family of games from the Tennessee Lottery. With so many $500, $150 prizes, you're going to need a bigger wallet. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
And now for a few worry-free seconds. Brought to you by No Worries Wednesday at Outback. For a longer break, head to Outback any No Worries Wednesday and enjoy three courses for $11.99. Start with soup or salad and choose between our juicy 6-ounce sirloin, grilled chicken on the barbie, and pork tenderloin entrees, topped off with a slice of cheesecake. Whistle while you eat it. We won't judge. No Worries Wednesday, just $11.99 at Outback. No rules, just right. Prices, products, and participation may vary.
Guys, coaches don't base their draft picks only on player stats. They need to see the players in action. The same concept applies to diamonds. A Diamonds Lab certificate doesn't tell you if it has any sparkle. You need to see the diamond because diamonds with the same lab grade will have different amounts of sparkle depending on their cut and where the inclusions are located inside the diamond. At Shane Company, when we buy diamonds, they've already been sorted by lab grade, but when we select our stones, we handpick only those stones with the most sparkle from within each grade. Most other jewelers buy their diamonds by their grades alone without seeing whether or not they sparkle. That's why a Shane Company diamond sparkles more than any other jeweler's diamond with the same lab grade.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
And welcome back into the Brew U Halftime Show. Florida International leading Middle Tennessee 25-24 here at the break. Our first half stats are brought to you by MTSU Graduate Studies. MTSU offers over 100 graduate programs in the arts, sciences, education, and business, from short-term study certificate programs to doctoral degrees. Middle Tennessee has the program for you. Visit mtsu.edu/graduate for further information. Team stats in the first half for FIU, 10 of 31 from the field. They are 0 of 4 from three-point range and 5 of 6 at the free throw line. They're shooting 32% from the field. Middle Tennessee, 10 of 26 for 39%, 1 of 7 from three-point range, and 3 of 5 at the free-throw line. Big stat in the first half, FIU 26 rebounds, Middle Tennessee 13. In fact, FIU has as many offensive rebounds as Middle Tennessee has total rebounds. 13 offensive, 13 defensive for FIU. And for the Raiders, 6 offensive and 7 defensive rebounds. 25-24 the score. FIU leading by 1. Turnovers. The Lady Raiders have 5 turnovers. FIU has committed 7 turnovers in the first half. The Raiders trailed 8-7 at the first media timeout, led 11-10 at the second media timeout with 11:25 to play. Trailed 18-17 at the third media timeout. Trailed 22-19 at the 3:52 mark. And trail here at halftime by 1 point, 25-24. Those are your halftime stats. Brought to you by MTSU Graduate Studies. The Raiders are hoping the game goes their way. Of course, when you need a big decision to go your way, contact McCarter, Catcher and East Law Firm, located on the square in Murfreesboro, or at mcelaw.com. Ascend Federal Credit Union is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the inaugural season in Conference USA. It is a one-point FIU lead at halftime, 25-24. And we'll be back as we continue with our Brew U halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network, a proud new partner of Learfield Sports.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Electronic Express, your official Blue Raider electronics store. With more name brands, the best selection, the best service, and the lowest prices guaranteed on all high-definition TVs from Sony, Samsung, Panasonic, Sharp, Toshiba, LG, and more. Follow all the Blue Raider action this season with an LG 42-inch high-definition TV for only $499. Plus, get free financing for 12 months on all HD TVs, $399 and up. Electronic Express, your official Blue Raider electronics store.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
Thompson Services, hometown proud and a member of the BRAA.
The rules of the cookout are simple. Bring friends, bring the heat, and definitely bring the tender, juicy pork. Grill up some bacon-wrapped pork medallions. Try pork chops with a basil garlic rub, or top a salad with Thai curry spice pork tenderloin and mango mint dressing. With pork, you know it'll be amazing. And the only rule is to have fun. Find your next great grilling idea at porkbeinspired.com. Brought to you by the Tennessee Pork Producers Association.
Are you feeling stressed, tired, depressed, and you don't know why? Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Then come on down to Sunshine Nutrition Center, your one-stop health shop for all of your healthy needs. We have grocery items, vitamins, herbs, sandwich deli, and juice bar. Sunshine has been in business for over 24 years and continues to serve the community with quality healthy products. You name it, we've got it at Sunshine Nutrition Center, your one-stop health shop at 621 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Back at halftime as the Raiders trail by one as we go to the second half. Both teams back on the floor. Today's game brought to you in part by Southern Breeze Home Design Center. They now have a showroom at the Avenue featuring products for home remodeling, new construction, and insurance restoration products. SouthernBreezeHome.com. And remember, you have a chance to register for a free flat-screen TV and DirecTV for a year, compliments of EverSource. Go to GoBlueRaiders.com for the contest rules and to register. Winner will be selected at the men's game with Rice on March 1. In the first half for Middle Tennessee, Ebony Rowe, 5 of 9 from the field, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 12.7 rebounds. Olivia Jones, 2 out of 3 from the field, missed her only free throw, 4 points. Kiki Stewart, 1 for 3 from the field, 2 points, 1 rebound. Shanice Kaysen hit a 3 for her points in the first half. Lauren March, 1 for 2, 2 points. China Dow, 1 for 2 at the foul line, 1 point. For FIU, Jerrica Coley, 4 of 8 from the field, 4 of 4 at the line, 12 points, 8 rebounds. Durant, 4 points, 8 rebounds. Item, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Labadie, 4 points, 2 rebounds. McKenzie, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Wright, 1 point, 2 rebounds. FIU out-rebounded Middle Tennessee, 26-13 in the first half, and I'm sure that was a stat that was probably discussed in the locker room. Second half of our game is brought to you by First Tennessee Bank. Proud to bring you Blue Raider checking. For more information, visit ftb.com/Blue Raider to get your premium Blue Raider debit card. Raiders will get the ball to start the second half. It'll be Kaysen, China Dow, Olivia Jones, Ebony Rowe, and Kiki Stewart. As the ball put in play to Kiki Stewart, they lob it into Ebony Rowe, wide open for a layup, and that is a play the Raiders have used time and again to put in play after a timeout. 26-25, Raiders regain the lead by one. Out front, Item dishes it off to Labadie. Kaysen guarding her, comes left on the dribble, changes directions, goes back out front to Coley, starts left, comes back at the foul line, puts it on the floor, across the line, turns off balance shot, no good, rebound China Dow. Off it comes to Kaysen. Shanice into the front court. Raiders leading 26-25. Kaysen on the left wing, China Dow. Bounces out front to Ebony Rowe. Back to Olivia for three. No good. Back of the rim. Rebound. China Dow up and fouled on the follow-up. She'll go to the line as a strong offensive rebound by the freshman from Louisville puts her at the free throw line. Item commits her first foul. And China Dow, 1 for 2 at the free throw line in the first half. We'll have two attempts here. And as we usually say in a game that appears to be a very close contest, you got to hit your free throws. She misses the first one off the back of the rim. Needs to connect here. Second one up and also missed. Long rebound taken by Durant. And she'll control it in backcourt. So the Raiders at the foul line now, 3 of 7. Out front, Coley with the ball. Ebony Rowe guarding Coley. Off on the left wing, Labadie. Coming back out front. This is Item. Item out high to Durant. Durant to Coley. They switch on her, and China Dow is going to be called for a block. As Coley was coming around the screen, China switched and tried to take a charge, was called for the block. Fresh shot clock for FIU. The ball into Coley. Deep on the right side. The Raiders leading by one. Early second half. Out to Coley. Comes left on the dribble. Picked up by Kiki Stewart. Out to McKenzie, and her jumper is good. McKenzie makes it 27-26 FIU by one. China Dow comes out to Kiki Stewart. Back it comes to Kaysen. Kaysen veers to the right side. Screen from Ebony Rowe. Out to China Dow. China on the left side. Backs it up to Kaysen. Shot clock's down to 5. Kaysen comes to Ebony on the high post. Drives left. Turns. Takes the jumper off the rim. No good. Durant the rebound. And off to Coley. FIU with a 1-point lead and the ball. Coley holding out front. Deep out on the right side. Gives it out to Item. Stops. Almost walked. Back it comes to Coley. Fires up a 3 and hits it.
Three, Jacob Coley.
Coley Kelly with a three. She shoots 31% out there. 30-26. FIU by four. Shot inside Ebony Rowe. And she will score. Got two of those three back. 30-28. FIU in front court. Inside shot missed by Coley, and it goes off Coley out of bounds. Coming in for the Raiders, Lakin Leonard for China Dow. FIU leading 30-28. We've played 3 minutes of the second half. They've done some brightening up of this arena since we were here last. Got a new painted floor and some murals up. Ball coming outside to Ebony Rowe. Stops the dribble, gives to Olivia Jones. Bounce pass going to be intercepted by Item. Raiders turn it over on a bad pass. Coley into front court. FIU by two. Out front it goes to Item. Comes driving right. Hand check on Lakin Leonard. That'll be her third foul.
Leonard's third, team second.
Raiders' second foul of the half. Here's Coley to inbound it, baseline. Looking, long lob pass comes out front to Durant. Durant out in the middle, guarded by Olivia Jones. On the wing to Item. Item to McKenzie. Post player's pulled outside. Puts it on the floor. Stops for an 18-foot straightaway jumper that's no good. Rebound caroms over where Ebony Rowe picks it up to Shanice Kaysen. Kaysen works left side to Lakin Leonard for a three. That is good. Lakin Leonard from three. Maybe that's what the Raiders need to get things jump-started here in the second half. 31-30, Middle Tennessee. Second three of the game for the Raiders. Kaysen had one in the first half. Middle Tennessee by one. Here in the lane, Durant with a runner in the lane, and she'll score. Gets the lead right back for FIU. 32-31, Panthers. Kaysen for the Raiders. Over to Lakin Leonard on the left side. Lakin out in the middle to Ebony Rowe. Left side, Olivia Jones. Her three in the air. That one's good. Back-to-back threes for the Raiders. Lakin Leonard, and now Olivia Jones makes it 34-32, Middle Tennessee. 15-22 to play. Coley with the ball out front. Out to Item. Item, couple of dribbles over to the right side. Here comes Durant driving, and a foul's going to be on Kiki Stewart on the shot. Second foul on Kiki. Third team foul. And we have come to the first media timeout of the second half. Timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 34, FIU 32. You're listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network, a proud new partner of Learfield Sports.
MT Dining is eating made easy. Need a quick snack between classes? Planning a reception for the spring? With more than 21 restaurants and complete catering services, MT Dining has a solution for you. Do you like Chick-fil-A? We have one at the Keithley University Center. Are you a fan of Popeyes or Dunkin' Donuts? We have one of each at the Student Union Building. The Blue Raider Grill offers burgers, sandwiches, salads, and appetizers in the Student Union Building food court. Don't miss this hidden jewel. Have an upcoming event or celebration? MT Classic Fair Catering will cater to you on or off campus. Visit mtdining.com for more information. Like us on Facebook for news, coupons, deals, and things you just really got to know. Facebook.com/MTSU Dining. MT Dining is eating made easy.
First Tennessee is proud to be the official provider of Blue Raider checking, and we want you to get in on the action. Visit ftb.com/Blue Raider today to get your premium Blue Raider debit card. You'll show your team pride every time you make a purchase, and it's easy to use. Get the debit card that's faster than checks and more convenient than cash, and show off your Blue Raider pride. So let's go blue! An $8 issue fee applies to all premium debit cards. A qualifying checking account is required prior to ordering your Blue Raider debit card.
RJ Young has been a founding partner of the Tennessee Titans here at LP Field, now in our 15th year. Our football organization would not be as prepared for games week in and week out without the relationship that we have with RJ Young, with game planning, with all the different things that the team needs. RJ Young is there for your needs. They're there 24 hours a day. They're a relationship-driven company and one that we're very, very proud to have a long-term relationship with.
Hear more at rjyoung.com and make your work flow.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Thank you.
Ariel Durant at the line, two shots for FIU. Gold's Gym can help you get into the best shape of your life. This is one of their two locations in Murfreesboro off Old Ford Parkway and the new location on Memorial. Free throw number one by Durant is good. That makes it 34-33, and one more. Second shot also good. And we're tied at 34. Tied up for the fifth time in this game as the Raiders bring it down the floor. Lake and Leonard out on the left side. Drives the baseline over in the right corner to Olivia Jones. To Ebony Rowe. Spins inside. Kicks in the corner to Lake and Leonard for three. That is good. Lake and Leonard with back-to-back threes. And the Raiders take a three-point lead at 37-34. And that's the largest lead of the second half for Middle Tennessee. In front court, Coley gives on the right side to Durant and out front to Item, top of the key. Item on the post, McKenzie to Item, driving for the shot. It's in and out and missed. Rebound, Ebony Rowe. Over to Kaysen. Kaysen to bring it into front court. Raiders by three, 37-34. Right side, Lake and Leonard. Leonard out front to Ebony Rowe. Back on the right side to Kaysen. Kaysen gets a screen from Ebony. Brings it to the center and then backs it up on the dribble. Shot clock's down to five. High post. Olivia Jones for a driving layup and she'll score. Olivia beat the shot clock that time. 39-34. Middle Tennessee by five. In front court, this is McKenzie to Durant on the right side. Inside the key, it goes to Item, out to Coley on the left wing. Coley puts it on the floor, jumps in the lane, and scores. Hard to defend that. 39-36. Raiders lead is three. Kaysen in front court. 13:28 to play in the ballgame. Over to Lake and Leonard on the left wing. Out front, Ebony Rowe holding. Back it comes to Olivia for three. That one's short off the rim, and the rebound taken by Durant. Durant gets it to Coley. He'll bring it down. Middle Tennessee by three, 39-36. Long pass in the corner. Item, baseline jumper. Good by Item. And all of a sudden, the lead is back to one, 39-38. Kaysen across the line. Left side, Lake and Leonard. One dribble into Ebony Rowe. Spin, shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Coley comes out of there with it. Three on three. Coley right down the lane, and that is going to be a charge on Coley as Shanice Kaysen takes the charge, and Coley picks up her first foul. Offensive Raiders ball with 12:43 to play. Brianna Wright will check back in for McKenzie for the Panthers. The Raiders with a one-point lead, 39-38. Kaysen to bring the ball down the floor. Taylor Shade has also come in for FIU. Ball on the left side to Janae Brinkley, who's just back in for the Raiders. Brinkley to Kaysen, left corner. Her three in the air. Good! Shanice Kaysen out of the corner for three. That's her second three. 42-38. Raiders by four. Here's Coley out on the right side to Shade, and a timeout taken by Cindy Russo. Over at the FIU bench, this will be a full timeout, so we'll take it with 12:13 remaining. It is Middle Tennessee 42, FIU 38. You're listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network, a proud new partner of Learfield Sports.
Look, someone left their magical lamp behind.
Greetings. I am the super magical genie of the lamp. I'm here to grant you any wish you'd like. With the exception of more wishes, eternal life, or property tax advice.
Okay, I want a refreshing cola with less sugar and real cola taste.
Seriously? That's it?
Yeah, that would be unbelievable.
Well, it already exists. It's called Pepsi Next. It has real cola taste and 60% less sugar. It's delicious. Plus, you can find it almost anywhere. You don't understand, my dear. I can do anything. I can give you X-ray vision. Or an island made of jelly beans. Or how about a condo in outer space?
You're right. I should think bigger.
Yes, much bigger.
Can I have an ice-cold Pepsi Next in a huge glass with lots of ice?
Okay. Your wish is my command.
Pepsi Next. Real cola taste. 60% less sugar. Drink it to believe it. Visit us at Facebook.com/Pepsi Next.
Ooh, what about a twisty straw made of rainbows?
Ford of Murfreesboro is about higher education, which is why we offer MTSU students and faculty such great deals, like a $15 oil change at our convenient quick lane service on Northfield. Any make or model. Ford of Murfreesboro has the new 2014 Ford Fiestas at just $13,995 and new 2014 Ford Focus from $15,995. Just show us your student or faculty card and save. Plus, every new Ford comes with our lifetime warranty. Graduate to a better dealership. Ford of Murfreesboro, 1550 Broad Street, fordofmurfreesboro.com. Price excludes $5.98 dealer fee, tax, title, and license with approved credit.
WGNS, AM-FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
From the Ford of Murfreesboro Broadcast Center here at the FIU U.S. Century Bank Arena, Mr. B's Express Car Wash supports Blue Raider Athletics and invites you to their location at the corner of Clark and Memorial for the best car wash experience in Murfreesboro. And remember, the vacuums are always free at Mr. B's. Raiders leading 42-38 with a basketball. Ford International in their front court. Durant holding out front, top of the key to Item. Comes driving left. Lost the ball out of bounds, and it will go to the Raiders. Kind of dribbled that one off her knee as she was starting to drive down the left side of the lane. Ball coming in to Kaysen. Shanice in front court. Works the left side. Bounces to Janae Brinkley. Inside Ebony Rowe. Right to the hoop. She'll take it and score. 21. Ebony Rowe from Janae Brinkley. 44-38. Middle Tennessee by six. Biggest lead of the game for the Raiders. Here's Coley. Out to Durant. Can't get comfortable with this lead, though. It's been that close a ball game. Out front, it's Item. Back to Coley. Little head fake. Left her open for a long jumper that's no good. Long rebound. Got her own rebound. Back out. There's a three by Durant that's no good. And taken down by the Raiders, Shanice Kaysen, quickly into the front court. 44-38, Middle Tennessee. Left side, Janae Brinkley. Brinkley into Ebony Rowe. Spins. Kiki. Kaysen, open three. Outside. No good. It rattles. Coley the rebound. Coley's one of those players like Ebony Rowe. Always seems to know where the ball's coming off. Durant, Labadie, 19-footer. Good. Doesn't shoot much, but very accurate when she does. 44-40, Middle Tennessee by four. 10:50 to play. Here's Kaysen in front court to Janae Brinkley. Ebony Rowe on the post, spins, and with the left hand, scores. May have been fouled on the floor. I think that's what they're going to call. Wright picks up her third foul.
No basket.
And no basket awarded there. The Raiders will have the ball. When we return, we've got a media timeout with 10:44 to play. With timeout, the score, Middle Tennessee 44, FIU 40. You're listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network, a proud new partner of Learfield Sports.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and city certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of city certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
Hey, TOA.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
In Murfreesboro, it's Agent Trey Helton, and in Woodbury, Mitch Wilson.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Raiders ball under the basket with 10:44 to play. Fit your education around your life with courses from MTSU online. Find out more at MTSUanytime.com. Out of bounds play comes into Ebony Rowe. Loses the dribble in the lane. Wright picks it up. Wright to Coley. Coley in the circle stops. Guarded by Janae Brinkley. Off to Labate. Olivia Jones knocks it free and out of bounds. It'll go back to the Panthers up near the center line. Here's Labate back into Coley. Brinkley, who started the game guarding Jerrica Coley, is back on her. Comes left, does Coley. Pull-up jumper from 14 is no good. Rebound, Olivia Jones. Drops the ball off to Kaysen. 44-40, Middle Tennessee. Raiders with the ball. Right wing, Janae Brinkley. Looking inside, gets it out front to Ebony Rowe. Left side, Olivia Jones. Three in the air, no good. Long rebound, Labate controls it for FIU. Labate gives the ball to Coley. Into the front court they come. Coley out front. Got those gold sparklers on the back of her sneakers. You can see her in the dark. See her coming. Off to Labate on the right side. High post, McKenzie against Ebony Rowe. Spins up to the left hand, no good. Ebony the rebound. Clears it out to Kaysen. Shanice walks it across the line with a four-point lead. 9.5 minutes left in the game. Kaysen left wing, Janae Brinkley. Lauren March in for the Raiders. Came in for Kiki Stewart. Here comes Kaysen on a drive. Shot up, no good. Out of bounds. Touch last by the Panthers. We're going to have Item checking back in.
Substitution for FIU entering is number 14, Kamika.
And Wright leaves. With 9:15 to play, 8 on the shot clock. Out of bounds play for the Raiders. Into Ebony Rowe. Right in front. Puts it up and scores. Just lobbed it into Ebony right in front of the basket. 46-40. FIU into front court. Right side Item. Starts to drive. Comes back out to the wing. Fires up a long three that's no good. And the rebound to Olivia Jones. Jones clears the ball to Kaysen. A couple of youngsters who've played against each other in high school. Kaysen works to the right side. Works around a screen from Lauren March. Gives to her. Starts to move to the baseline. Back out front to Kaysen. Raiders leading 46-40. Kaysen has it out front. Bounces high post to Ebony Rowe. Back to Lauren March. Back to Kaysen. Shot clock running down. Kaysen penetrates. Jumps in the lane. No good. Rebound grabbed by McKenzie. McKenzie off to Coley. Coley quickly into front court. Coley working out in front to McKenzie, right side. Jones misses a steal. Ball to McKenzie. Took an extra step to get in the lane. Was not called. Ball on the floor. Going to be a jump ball. And that one will go to FIU with 8:09 to play. Panthers will have it in their front court. And it's going to be under the basket. Kiki Stewart checks back in for the Raiders, and Lauren March is out. Baseline out of bounds play for FIU as Durant will put it in play. Takes it out front to McKenzie. Flat-footed one-hander, no good, and the rebound grabbed by Ebony Rowe. Off to Kaysen. 8 minutes to play. 46-40 Middle Tennessee. Left side, Janae Brinkley. Lob it into Ebony. Skip past right wing. Olivia Jones for three. Rims out. Battle for the rebound and out of bounds. It's going to be a foul on Ebony Rowe. Battling Labate for the ball. And we've got a media timeout. 7:49 to play. Timeout on the floor. The score, Middle Tennessee 46, FIU 40. You're listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network, a proud new partner of Learfield Sports.
Guys, coaches don't base their draft picks only on player stats. They need to see the players in action. The same concept applies to diamonds. A diamond's lab certificate doesn't tell you if it has any sparkle. You need to see the diamond because diamonds with the same lab grade will have different amounts of sparkle depending on their cut and where the inclusions are located inside the diamond. At Shane Company, when we buy diamonds, they've already been sorted by lab grade, but when we select our stones, we handpick only those stones with the most sparkle from within each grade. Most other jewelers buy their diamonds by their grades alone without seeing whether or not they sparkle. That's why a Shane Company diamond sparkles more than any other jeweler's diamond with the same lab grade.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
Wright Travel is a proud supporter of MTSU's Blue Raiders and is the exclusive travel agency for MTSU. Wright Travel provides the opportunity for great travel services. Headquartered in Nashville, Wright Travel has offices throughout the United States and services businesses and vacation travelers globally. Contact Wright Travel, the travel agency for MTSU and the Blue Raiders, for all your travel needs for business, leisure, and group travel arrangements. For more information on Wright Travel, go to www.wrighttravel.net or call 615-783-1111.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
46-40, Middle Tennessee leading. We'll be naming our Mid-South Ford, Built Ford Tough Player of the Game a little bit later on. MidSouthFord.com, your home for all Ford makes and models. Ford, go further. FIU with the ball in front court. Raiders by six. Labonte has it out on the right side, makes a break. Can't get around Kaysen. Gives the ball back to Durant and out to Coley. Coley comes left, runs into double team, back right, feeds it out front to Item, and she traveled. Turnover. That'll be turnover number 10 for FIU. The Raiders have turned it over seven times today. Well, it's been a relatively well-played ball game, although a low-scoring one. Middle Tennessee leading 46-40. A little over 7 minutes to play. Kaysen in front court. Screen from Kiki Stewart. Back to her. That's a three in the air. That is good for Kiki. Kiki Stewart with her first three today. And the Raiders extend the lead. 49-40, Middle Tennessee. FIU in front court. Out front, Durant. McKenzie to Coley on the left wing. Little head fake. Jumping 18-footer. No good. Rebound. Long rebound taken by Durant. Back to Coley. Back to Durant, fakes, jumps from 10, no good. Rebound Labonte, blocked by Ebony Rowe, looked like.
Supporter of MTSU's Blue Raiders and is the exclusive travel agency for MTSU. Wright Travel provides the opportunity for great travel services. Headquartered in Nashville, Wright Travel has offices throughout the United States and services businesses and vacation travelers globally. Contact Wright Travel, the travel agency for MTSU and the Blue Raiders, for all your travel needs for business, leisure, and group travel arrangements. For more information on Wright Travel, go to www.wrighttravel.net or call 615-783-1111.
Ford Truck Month is here, teaming up with great offers on the toughest trucks in the game. What's the score? How about 37? Nothing. That's right. For 37 years straight, Ford F-Series has earned the title America's best-selling truck. It's a winning streak that continues during Ford Truck Month. And with great deals on F-150 and Super Duty, you drive home a winner. Hurry, see your local Ford dealer today.
To FIU with 6:19 to play. Raiders leading 49-42. Panthers to bring it down. This is Jerrica Coley into the front court. Guarded by Janae Brinkley. Coley with the ball on the floor. Comes on the left wing to Item. Item against Olivia Jones. Drives in, tries to leave it in the lane with Coley. Coley gets it out to Labonte. Baseline shot no good by McKenzie. Rebound Coley. Coley comes right. Puts one off the glass. Scores and is fouled.
Coley.
Foul is on Janae Brinkley, and that is her fourth.
Brinkley's fourth.
Coley got the basket and will get a free throw.
Basket is good. Coley one shot.
49-44. Coley at the line. Never misses. 5 out of 5 today with that one. 49-45. Raiders' 9-point lead has dissolved. and is now a four-point lead. In the front court, Kaysen to Lake and Leonard, left wing. Over to Kiki Stewart at long range, and a foul on FIU pushing Ebony Rowe. McKenzie gets her third foul. Fourth team foul of the half. Here's Kaysen playing it into Ebony Rowe. Puts it on the floor, has the ball knocked free. Loose ball picked up by Item. Item coming on a drive, the ball out of bounds. They've got a foul, maybe on Kaysen. Yep, Shanice picks up the foul. That's her first. And that'll put FIU in the 1-1, and you don't want this team at the free throw line. 76% as a team. Item, 83% at the line. 1-1. Bouncing, good, dropped it in. 49-46. They've scored six unanswered points since the Raiders went up 49-40. Item one more. Good again. 49-47. 7-0 run for FIU with 5.5 to play. Lakin Leonard out to Kaysen. Kiki Stewart over to Lakin. Puts it on the floor. Drives left. Off the glass. In and out. Fouled. She'll go to the line.
Panther foul, number three, Joey
Labadie.
Labadie's second, team's fifth.
Labadie picks up her second foul.
Leonard.
Fifth team foul, Lakin Leonard to the line. Lakin will have two with 5:24 to play. And the Raiders hanging on to a two-point lead right now. First one up and good.
Substitution by FIU entering is number five, Taylor Shane.
50-47. Taylor Shade back in. Labadie out. One more for the senior from Whitleyville, Jackson County High School. Lakin Leonard, good. Hit them both.
Timeout, Middle Tennessee.
51-47. Raiders take a timeout.
30-second timeout.
This will be a 30, so we'll keep it here. And remind you that Ascend Federal Credit Union is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the inaugural season in Conference USA. Reminder to stay tuned after the game for our first Tennessee post-game show. Blue Raider men will be in action tomorrow night at the Murphy Center against the Tulane. What is Tulane? They're the Greenies, I think. 7 o'clock game. Tulane, Middle Tennessee, tomorrow night. MyTV 30, Chip Walters. We'll have the play-by-play. Kyle Turnham will join him. Blue Raider baseball supposed to open up Friday. That Friday opening game has been canceled because of the ice storm in Georgia. The Raiders opening at Kennesaw State, which is in the Atlanta area. The game Friday has been postponed, and we'll play a doubleheader to open the season on Saturday at Kennesaw State beginning at 11 a.m. And we'll have the broadcast on the Blue Raider Network on FM 92.5. That's a new frequency this year, so make a note of that. If you want to listen to baseball on Saturday, FM 92.5, as we'll have both games from Kennesaw for you. FIU to bring it down, 51-47. Raiders leading here. Coley into the front court. Now Ebony Rowe has switched out to guard Coley, as she did in the first half. The ball coming out to Durant. Back to Coley. Three in the air is good by Coley.
Jericho Coley.
It's her second three. 51-50. Raiders lead is one. Cross it comes to Kiki Stewart. Right side, Olivia Jones. Cross court pass, Lakin Leonard. Breaks down the baseline. Travel. Tried to get it out to Ebony Rowe, and when she stopped, hesitated, drug the pivot foot. FIU gets it back with 4:48 to play, trailing by one. Coley has 23 points for the Panthers today. Works outside, high post, Item, guarded by Olivia Jones. Left side it goes to Taylor Shade. Shade comes around to screen in the circle for a jumper. No good. Rebound. Kiki Stewart clears to Kaysen. Shanice in front court. Raiders with a one-point lead in the ball. Off to Lake and Leonard. Into Ebony Rowe. Ebony puts it on the floor. Feeds underneath to Olivia Jones. Fouled by Coley. Second foul on Coley. Sixth team foul, but Olivia will have two shots at the line.
Second, team's sixth.
4:13 to play. Freshman Olivia Jones at the line. Shooting the first of two. Spins out. No good. Second shot. Up and in. 10 points for Olivia today. 52-50. Raiders by two. FIU in front court. Coley out on the left wing. Feeds the ball out front to Durant. Durant lob pass to Item. Sliding down the right side of the lane in the corner now to Shade for a three that is no good. Rebound taken by Kiki Stewart. Kaysen coming with Ebony Rowe. Long pass to Ebony. Stops under the basket. Puts it up and scores. Raiders score in transition. 54-50. 3:35 to play. Out on the right side, Item. Guarded by Olivia Jones. Coley intercepted by Ebony Rowe. Kaysen out ahead. Lake and Leonard. And led her a bit too far.
Media timeout.
Raiders were going to get a transition basket had the pass been made where Lakin could get to it, but unfortunately it was not, and FIU will get the ball. We've come to the final media timeout, 3:22 to play. Timeout on the floor with a score, Middle Tennessee 54, FIU 50. You're listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network, a proud new partner of Learfield Sports.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Contact DeJuan Buford in Brentwood, Bill Hayes in Smyrna, and Andy Womack in Murfreesboro.
Blue Raiders, are your finances taking too many hits? Let us send Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics, get you back in the game. Ascend has low-rate credit cards, auto loans, mobile account access, and much more. Not an Ascend member? If you're an MTSU student or employee, you're eligible to join. Visit AscendFCU.org for more information.
Hi, this is Chip Walters, and it may be the dead of winter right now, but summer is just around the corner, and you can make the most of your summer break. Earn 3 credit hours in as little as 3 weeks. Summer sessions at Middle Tennessee State University are a great way to catch up or get ahead. Graduate early or just boost your GPA. With over 1,000 classes, either on campus or online, you have plenty to choose from. Find out more at mtsu.edu/summer. That's mtsu.edu/summer.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Bring it down, 54-50. Middle Tennessee by four. Here's Item out at the top of the key. Back to Labonte, who checked back in at that timeout. One dribble and off to McKenzie. Left side. Coley puts it on the floor in the lane. Fallaway jumper rolling. No good. And Kiki Stewart with her third straight rebound gives the ball off to Kaysen. Kiki beginning to make herself known on the boards. Left side, Lake and Leonard into Ebony Rowe. They're going to put three on her. Gives it to Olivia Jones for a driving layup, and she'll score. Off the assist from Ebony Rowe, 56-50. Here's FIU in front court. Item, guarded by Olivia, comes driving through underneath, and they got McKenzie wide open there for a layup. 56-52. Kaysen in front court. Lake and Leonard on the left wing. Over to Kiki. Inside. Ebony Rowe fouled as she goes to the floor. will get up and go to the free throw line. McKenzie picks up her fourth foul. Seventh team foul, but this will be two for Ebony Rowe at the free throw line to our right with 2:12 to play. Raiders move on following the game over to Boca Raton tomorrow and will play Florida Atlantic at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Free throw good by Ebony. 11 o'clock Saturday morning at Florida Atlantic. We'll have the pregame at 10:30 for you. So have your coffee ready. 57-52. No good on the second one. Raiders by five. FIU with a rebound. Here's Coley in front court. Approaching the two-minute mark. Timeout with 2:03 to play. Taken by Florida International. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. And a reminder again that Middle Tennessee and Tulane at the Murphy Center tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Blue Raider baseball at Kennesaw State. Saturday doubleheader begins at 11. And our broadcast will also begin at 11 on Saturday from Boca Raton, Florida Atlantic. We will have our broadcast on the network. Baseball on 92.5. And then, of course, the men will be in action, too, on Saturday. So we've got a lot of stuff for you on Saturday. FIU puts it in play to Coley. Raiders leading 57-52. Out to Durant. Guarded by Lake and Leonard. Back to Coley. Coley comes around to screen, and we've got a foul. Called on Ebony Rowe on the screen. That'll be her second item. Goes to the line. She is a cousin of Derek Coley, both from St. Petersburg. Foul shot up and no good. Rebound taken by Olivia Jones. FIU doesn't miss many free throws. They missed a big one there. 1:45. Lake and Leonard to Ebony. Under the basket. Ball knocked free. And picked up now out of bounds. Going to go to the Panthers with 1:38 to play. Ebony caught the ball, and when she put it on the floor, hand got in there and knocked it around, and it finally shot out of bounds, and now we're going to have a consultation. The officials, by the way, today, Scott Yarbrough, Mark McClinney, and Kim Tebow. Both teams are going to their respective benches, and they're going to look at something on the monitor with 1:38 to play. Give a shout-out to our Lady Raider managers. Don't do this enough, really, because they do a lot for us. Jacob Bagby, Ashlyn Trotter, Eric Bruton, Jordan Romine, Caitlin Eady, and Breanne Potts. Managers for this basketball team, and they get all the dirty jobs and none of the publicity. So we want you guys to know we do appreciate you. And if there's ever anything that you need to know about anything, you always talk to a manager. They know what's going on. Ball to Coley in front court. Raiders by five. 1:30 to play. Here's Durant with the ball. Guarded by Olivia Jones. Stops, gives it back to Coley. Comes around to screen. Long three is no good. Rebound, Labotti. Out front, intercepted. Kiki Stewart intercepted the outlet pass, and the Raiders have the ball with 1:13 to play. Got to hit some free throws now. Lake and Leonard to Kiki. Holding it out front. Going to be fouled there by Durant. Or by Item, rather. That's second foul on Item. And Kiki to the line for the first time. She will have 1-1. 1:05 to play. The senior from Oak Ridge at the free throw line. The shot is good. Big free throw. She gets another one. 58-52. 65 seconds left in the game. Kiki's second free throw. Good. Perfect. 59-52. Raiders by 7.
Timeout.
FIU with 103 remaining. The Panthers take a timeout. Middle Tennessee on the road this year, 11-2. The only road losses have been at Arkansas and at Southern Mississippi, and that one, of course, snapped a 17-game winning streak. Florida International at home this year is 6-5. Overall, they are 11-11. Last year, the Panthers finished 19-13, and three of those losses were to Middle Tennessee. They went on to the WNIT postseason, but lost in the opening round. The Raiders finished last year 25-8, 17-3 in the conference, and went to the NCAA tournament for the fifth straight year. And lucky enough to draw Louisville at Louisville, a Final Four team, as it turned out. And Middle Tennessee lost that opening round game to Louisville. 63 seconds left. FIU will have the ball in front court. Over at the hash mark across the way, near the Panther bench. And here will be Durant to play it in to Coley. Coley comes right. Now back left. Fires a long jumper. No good. Battle for the rebound. Labonte back out front. Another three up and good by Coley. 59-55. Foul in the backcourt. Coley committed the foul after she hit the three. And the Raiders going to be at the foul line. And once again, it'll be Kiki Stewart.
Stewart, 1-1.
With a 1-1. Although that had to be an intentional foul. Free throw is up. Good. 60-55. One more for Kiki with 51 seconds left. Good again. Kiki's hit four in a row. 61-55. Raiders by 6. Coley in the front court. Another timeout. And this will give us... Let's see. FIU has one timeout remaining. Middle Tennessee has two. And the Raiders not yet in the double bonus. Ebony Rowe, 23 points to lead Middle Tennessee. Olivia Jones, 12. Kiki Stewart, 9. Lakin Leonard, 8. And for FIU, Coley with 26. Durant and Labonte, each with 8, to lead the Panthers. FIU's ball, side front court, going to be inbounded to Coley. Coley comes left around a double pick for a 3 that's good. 60-158, and another foul.
Painter foul, number 22, Jerica Coley. Coley's fourth.
Coley's fourth foul. She hits a three, and then she fouls. And Kaysen's going to go to the line.
At the line for the Blue Raiders is number 5, Shanice Kaysen.
Two shots for Kaysen as the Raiders do go into the double bonus. Need at least one of these. Good. 62-58. One more for Shanice. Good. Stepped up there and hit them both. Big free throw. Shanice Kaysen, 63-58. Coley in front court. Jumping, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Kaysen. Going to be fouled again. And this is on... Item.
Panther foul, number 14, Kamika Item.
Item's third foul. Kaysen will go back to the line with two. Did not start today at point guard, but has played most of the minutes here in the ball game.
Two shots.
34 seconds left. 63-58. Kaysen's free throw, good. 64-58. And one more. Good. 65-58. Quickly in front court. Coley, another three. No good this time. Rebound. Back to Coley. In the corner for three. No good. Loose ball. Batted out front. Picked up by Item. Item threw it away. Thought she had McKenzie open under the basket and threw it away with 19 seconds to play. Ebony Rowe will inbound. Gets it into Kaysen. Kaysen, double fake between a double team. Back to Ebony Rowe. Back to Kaysen. Kaysen in front court. I don't think they're going to foul. Under 10 seconds. And Kaysen is going to dribble the remaining time off the clock. And the final score will read Middle Tennessee 65.
Blue Raiders 65. FIU Pacers 58.
Florida International 58. The Raiders survived some terrific three-point shooting by Jericho Coley late in the game to win their 20th game of the season. This is the 11th consecutive year of 20 or more wins for Middle Tennessee. 20-4, 9-1 in the conference for the Raiders. FIU drops to 11-12. They're 5-5 in Conference USA. Stay with us now. Our first Tennessee postgame show coming away next from Elegant Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS.